Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The original.
I know it's going to be Charlie Crockett.
Oh, Lord. Trinity River.
Nerdy Little River. Boo. Down, 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 low. Life goes on without me.
Because. Oh, wrong one. Look at the timing. Right as we're talking.
Oh, yeah. You know, Michael Bublé does a good cover of this song, too.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
He does a good cover on everything.
Especially Smack My Bitch Up by Prodigy.
Hell yeah.
And Dracula, he does a good Dracula cover.
Does he now?
Well, Louis Prima does a good version of We're All All-Stars in the Dope Show.
I love how you said the whole song.
Dude, this is another one where if you pitch it down really low, it would sound really scary in a horror movie.
I'm sure somebody's done it right.
I'm so sad and lonely. You want to come get in my van? Yeah? It's Terrifier 4.
Life goes on without me.
God, remember that guy? Rob Zombie would always have in those movies, that big old tall.
Yeah, is he still with us?
I think he did die. I think he's the guy who played Lurch in the new or the newer Addams Family movies. Bob zibu zibop, did it bop. So, I didn't watch the fake NBC News last night.
you watched the real one?
I like the real one. I don't know what the real one is. Enzo Amore, last time I heard.
Yeah, so, soft just lock. That's a fancy, whatever he said.
Jimmy Kimmel returned last night.
Kimmel's, you know what? I don't know if you were. I know in Chattanooga you couldn't see it.
Okay, I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
Certain markets did not carry it. What did they put on instead, Chattanooga? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you have because.
Old Matlock or something?
Extra news.
Now that I saw the updated map, I don't know if we got it here. I woke up this morning and saw, you know, it was reported everywhere. I didn't watch it, you know.
Yeah.
We have a clip of it, but I didn't see it myself. I don't know if we could have.
I did not see it. I have the story in front of me, but it's better to hear it than to read it because you get to hear tone and stuff.
Cue it up for you real quick. Here we go.
Cue it up, Jimmy.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight. And the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't, ever.
And then he punched Guillermo right in the face.
He just double drop kicked him.
I mean, that's hard to listen to. He's almost crying on TV.
Yeah, but like, is that the going to be the de-escalator now? What just happened over the past week? He probably isn't going to go as hard, but maybe everybody now kind of takes a back seat or takes a second. Like, maybe I shouldn't post this.
I think it should have always been that way. And do you not at the end, even if that hasn't to do with social media, but do you? They say the 10 minutes before you go to sleep is the most important 10 minutes of your day. Very weird, but it is. And a lot of people spend that time to regret that day. Oh, man, I flipped off Paige when she had her back to me because I was pissed at her. I feel bad. She might have saw me in the reflection of the TV or something. I never do that, by the way.
I wish you would. But get you back.
I regret even saying that because I don't want to make light of this because it is a very serious thing. But, you know, it was the words, you know. I do believe there was real authenticity in his voice there. And sending the love online is great, but, you know, in that moment to go ahead and start attacking, he literally attacked half the country, but like everybody does, if you have any dissension from the mainstream narrative, then you're looked at as problematic. But, you know.
Yeah, like if you're Kimmel now, you yourself, do you pull back as far as the political stuff goes?
Yeah, like I would. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably be the same. Like he said, he's not going to change anybody's mind. You like him or you don't like him. I feel for him a little more through all this, you know? But I feel like he just did his normal bit and then realized probably afterwards, like, hey, it might have been probably over the line.
Yeah. I'm not going to say there. I'm proud of every show over the past 20-something years. There's been stuff that I'm embarrassed that we did. I mean, I'm literally telling you, I was embarrassed looking back that we did things like that.
Name one.
Sucking Sibs.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That was...
Oh, that's bad.
Gay chicken with your dad. No. Not your dad.
My dad.
Sucking Sibs was...
Sucking Sibs was bad.
Plus, I don't know if they're really related, the two that came in here, because they were kind of going
plus
at
the
it.
Things that
Dad put on lipstick, remember? Like, he was trying to mess with the kid. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to embarrass me. Well, I'm going to embarrass you. You're going to kiss a guy in drag, too. And it was his dad.
And half the mean things that happened to me and Fat Boy with football, I mean, that was terrible.
You and Fat Boy. I had to go meet Hank Williams Jr. with no eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
That was.
They grew back in a couple minutes, right?
No, that was a pain in the butt.
Yeah, but Fat Boy kind of, I mean, that was bad.
Do you think at some
His
point...
His thong and the hairy crotch.
It's hanging over there on that...
Still got it in the show museum.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Say years down the line, 10 years maybe. Do you think we're all getting to a point where it's like, look how close we were to like a societal implosion? And like, it's like COVID. You kind of learn from your mistakes and you don't do that again. Like, I don't think this is going to be like an ever a situation that happens again. As far as like dangerously close to losing or, you know, really challenging free speech as a whole, the collective.
And now, how people won't forgive. And that's like if you make a mistake, you're doomed for the rest of your life. And that's not what we believe in.
I'm going to try to say this without pissing both sides off here.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want to get to a point, I feel like we will at some point, to where the politics isn't the daily story.
I hope.
Of who said what and then why they said it or how they said it.
I hope. Because doubt, like 90% of the people that get upset and all up in arms about it don't care. Like they don't. It's just the rhetoric they feel like they have to pick up and fight for one side than the other. But like down deep, like does it ever like really bother you yourself?
Like it is so polarizing now. I want to get back to the point to where we kind of all made fun of politicians as a whole, kind of had that in common with each other and just kind of went on about life.
Like SNL, where they, I mean, those characters were great back in the day.
I don't want everybody to be
funny,
constantly antagonized, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And both sides do it.
Yeah, and also, and both sides, you know, like I've said before, things have been said, you know, I'm a sensitive type. You know, like, and that was part of how, like, my dad was. You know, if you ever talked crap about the South, my dad, like, despised you. I mean, he would hold that weird vendetta against you. Like, celebrities and stuff, they talk poorly of the South. But, like, you know, down deep, like, sticks and stones. I mean, like, we tell kids that, but then when we get older, we become the complete opposite of it.
That's the drawback of the information age. Because, you know, like, for example, when Trump said what he said about Tylenol, I've seen humpteen people post for and against it. Long diatribes of, like, evidence or whatever. I'm like, my God, okay. You going to explain it to your friends list, I guess, and then...
See, that's like one of the, like, the toilet paper, the great toilet paper shortage. Like, what's one thing that everybody out there deals with? Wiping their ass. I mean, everybody's sometimes got that stuff in common.
Yeah, you should. If you don't, you got a problem.
Well, yeah, but not front. Forward. Not forward. No, right backwards. You get it away from you, not towards you.
Unless you want to have an infection, it's up to you.
You know.
UTI.
Oh, yes. Man. I hope I don't get that.
It's your choice. Do it right.
You're talking about a utility truck innovation?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so...
Some people are just always going to be like that, though. They look for that.
But what's the one product that most people have in their house?
Toilet paper, I guess.
And Tylenol. Yeah. I mean, there's certainly more and more, but like it's a one little thing that's like you're either you are or you're not. Like people who are, well, I'm acetaminophen. Oh, really? I'm ibuprofen. Like... Coke, Pepsi, but, Gatorade.
But as far as the medical argument on that, it's better to if a woman is pregnant and she has a fever or something, it's better to break the fever than hurt the fetus. There's like a whole argument with Tylenol.
I honestly don't know why RFK Jr. wasn't the one delivering that, or Triple H, because he's part of the physical education team now.
No matter who you support, don't you want to get to a point where you feel like you don't have to explain your choice or, like, you know, defend your choice as far as, like, look, I know there's a lot of Trump supporters, but sometimes if you're, like, the most hardcore Trump supporter, do you get kind of aggravated sometimes of, like, well, you know, I like the guy, but I don't really agree with this, and now I got to, like, defend it to my friends and this, that, and the other? And
but what happened to the day where people can not vote for the party but vote for the man or the woman who's running? You don't have to, you know, whatever that person believes in. What happens to real politics where someone can come along and change the world?
Because we attack each other personally now, like, you're a Trump guy. Did you see what he did? Did you see what he said? And that already is going to piss people off.
But liken it to, like, maybe some of the recent comments by Dabo, maybe as a fan, you're like, you shouldn't have said that. Or, you know, maybe, so you're still a fan, but you're like, God, people going to be saying, oh, did you hear what Dabo said? I don't even know if he said what he said, whatever, but just that you're now defending, it's like I used the analogy earlier, we get mad at the servers at a restaurant or blah, 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 because the rules there, but they ain't the one who make the rules. I mean, the cop that pulled you over for speeding, he doesn't pick the speed limit.
No.
The doctor, he's not picking your copay for you. I mean, but yet we look for that face And what's the identifying marks of, you know, oh, you're wearing a Clemson jersey. I hate you. Oh, you've got a Trump inflatable in your yard. I don't like you. Like, it's the instant looking for a red flag when there's maybe not one there.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the fault of
social media. We should play red flag football.
Which is the fault of social media, which I would hope would go away, but it's not going to go
away. And you know, the other part of that, too, is they go after celebrity types who will like. They don't even comment. They will like a post. And they'll go through and look at this person with the check mark. They liked it. They must agree with this.
Yeah, looking too far into that.
I don't know.
Even personally, like your friends.
I think we all have to reevaluate that.
Like, it's like, when you go out with your friends, you don't want to talk about anything that's going to polarize somebody or offend somebody.
Especially if they're there then. You wait for them to go to the bathroom.
Talk behind their
back.
No,
but you know what I mean? Like a common discussion.
Oh, yeah.
You just avoid everything. Before it was just politics and religion, but now it's like a little bit of everything because you don't want to fight with them.
I feel like we're all going to have more tolerance for each other now. You know, everybody.
Yeah.
As far as what you post, what you say, what you're going through.
But I don't want to feel that in some kind of made to feel that way. I think we all should just feel that way instead of like, well, I do feel this way, but I don't want to lose my job. That takes away like the heart of who you are as a person. So then you're going to have a bunch of people who don't ever voice their opinion and become welcome mats.
Yeah. It's just real odd to see political figures you kind of, not really look up to, but look to be impartial, really take a side. I haven't seen that really before in my lifetime, people liking it to Nixon and what was going on back then.
But you want someone to be strong and not get up so upset about what someone says.
I think
it's not what they say, it's what they say and do. What do you do?
I think it's really like a major conflict of interest when you have the head of the FCC, you know, applauding NextGen when they're about to try to seek his approval for a major merger.
But just realize the ebb and flow of politics as a whole. You had, and literally this is down the middle, like in the 90s you had the Democrats being more, you know, well, they're certainly liberal, but they were more about, you know, lyrics and music, going after rap and stuff because of the songs. And then we kind of get away from that, and then the right is kind of the ones that are conservatives, and they're like, yeah, we kind of don't like that either. But then all of a sudden, the left's like, okay, we're full on Sodom and Gomorrah. Then we like, you know what I'm saying? Like they went really far back to the left. So 25 years prior, they were like, we don't like all these songs about sex and violence. But then that's all they were pushing. So it's like, it's the Dixiecrat switcheroo of the 60s or whatever it was. Like, you know.
Don't you find it odd that I watched a little bit of the interview with Charlie Kirk and Gavin Newsom? They were cordial. They disagreed and went back and forth. Now, if you take a liberal and a conservative of anybody and put them together, they're not going to have that conversation. They're going to be at each other's throats.
I did not see all his speeches. I know we got to go. I did not see all his speeches. I know more about him in death than I knew about him when he was alive.
Yeah, me too.
But that dude was excellent at not letting his emotions go, at least from what I saw when he would so-called argue a point.
Yeah.
Like, he would not, like, you know, he would not lose his point. Like, I remember one speech of he was taking questions, and a girl stood up and was like, you know, you only feel this way because, you know, your Christian morals. And he's like, well, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You're here speaking to me because it goes against your morality, and we're talking about it. And, mm-hmm. like, again, I know I agreed with him more than I didn't, but nobody should lose their life over a difference of opinion. Nobody.
No.
Nobody. Unless it's a country we're at war with.
All right. Thank you.
It's the only ones. Everyone else we're good with. I don't like NAFTA, though. I'll be honest. I don't like NAFTA. I'm not a fan of NAFTA. NAPA I like. NAPA Auto Parts, not NAFTA. No.
Not NAFTA.
All right. We're going to take a break and come back and do some more Rise Guys right after this.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Go.
Did I mess up?
No.
No.
It's the same song.
Oh, I loved it.
There's a lot of people that were texting in. They did not realize that this is a cover. They thought David Lee Roth was the original. I didn't know it was Louis Prima. I had to look it up, but
it's such a good song. It's got to be one of the most covered songs ever.
Yeah, but there was like 30, 35 years in between the two being recorded. Like, it was in the 50s and then the 80s.
Did Sinatra not do it too?
I don't know. Maybe.
It'd be weird if Nancy did it and not Frank, right?
All she did was put on boots and walked around.
Yes,
which probably, I bet she regretted it.
They were made for walking.
I bet her dogs were barking afterwards. What do people who can't walk say?
Dogs are barking. How did that start?
God, I used to know that, man.
I never got that one.
Nailed
it.
Me. Oh, I got it. Damn it.
Somebody used one of those other sayings. I didn't know what it meant. Like, they said they didn't want to look like a smacked ass. I was like, what does that mean?
It's kind of, yes. It's like the new 10-pound and a 5-pound.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Monkey in the football is a great one, but not a lot of people can use it.
What was the one that I said that one time that, remember that one trucker got really mad? I think he maybe threatened me with violence. It was something about a trucker's ass. Zibop, zibop. It was, you know, it was a cottage cheese, whatever the thing was.
Oh, my God.
A trucker's ass from sitting on it for so long. I bet it looked, you know, the guy was real mad. I got a nice butt getting up and down in that rig, really. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
I got a great ass, I'm telling you, buddy.
You know, prove me wrong. I'll be in the park later today. Milliken, probably.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at butts.
Again?
I got all the cushion for the pushing.
All of it.
I've never been there.
You know what?
Ever.
You haven't lived
I should.
Until you've got your family together and had a photo opportunity at Millikan Park.
Damn.
Going around your elbow to get to your a-hole. Now, that's a good one. I like that one.
Now, how do you do that?
You know, it's just like, and people don't get it. I'm like, this is the most easily explainable one.
Explain it then, because I see it in my head. Again, I don't know if it's a, you know, I have taken Tylenol.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I love it. Tourette's.
So Paige, when she throws something away, she will walk across the head to get here to the trash can.
I do.
She walks past the trash can.
The curve.
There's one right there.
Yeah.
So she's going around her elbow to get to her a-hole.
I get
just
it.
Just the complete, a long way around to do something.
I think she does that so she can look at our screens.
I do too.
I think she walks over to ponder.
Actually, I don't.
Are they looking at celebrity birthdays?
No.
No, are you?
Cheating bastards.
I don't want to see what you're doing. I can only imagine.
Not with his. Unfortunately, I can't see his.
I don't
yeah, I'm pretty
know.
Exposed over here.
The less I know what you boys do, the better I am.
It's called, reading this text. It's called scatting. It's not what you think. What is it called when a singer starts talking in tongues like that? It's called scatting. It's not what you think, though.
It's a lost art. Nobody does it anymore.
Different.
Okay. It's like you're trying to, you know, what do you call it? Evil spirit trying to, what do you?
Summon?
Yeah, summon. That's what
yes.
it is.
That's it.
Don't three times fast. Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
God, if you saw that back in the day, you're like, oh my God, what are we doing watching this? This is talent, scatting? It's like mumble rap now.
Well, yeah, Scatman Crothers. That was his nickname because that's all he did was scat. And he was also bow-legged. Looked like he rode a horse from here to Europe.
Don't you all act like you invented mumble rap. Mace was the first one. So you give that credit to him. Not all this now. Like, I'm the mumble Gucci man.
Yeah, you know that. And you see the guys who do the mumble rap, and they weigh like 110 pounds. But then you got Big X over there who weighs like 500 or I don't know what.
They can't button his shirts.
And he's over there like fully taking deep breaths and screaming, singing. They're over there like... Louis Vuitton, it's wet.
Oh, bigger bags, bigger bags. Bags got my money, man.
Said his bag's wet. His bag's wet because I wet him up, yo. All right, Paige, you were saying?
I was wondering when it was popular. I was thinking scatting like the 20s or the 40s, and it was Ella Fitzgerald and...
hate that name.
Louis Armstrong.
It's short for elephant. Did you know that?
That's not that one.
Not true.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a nerd. I can't help it.
You.
No.
SH.
No, you're fine.
Female bastard.
I just, you know.
I have both parents. Thank you very much.
Well, that mic, I'm pretty sure, is in place. And you
can't. Please don't.
I killing can't me. Help it. It keeps falling.
You've got, what is it called? You know, when somebody like smokes or dips or whatever, chews gum, they have that oral.
Fixation.
What is hers? She wants to grab something that's in a shaft form and just kind of rub it around. What is that?
Because hers is pointing up toward
her
mouth.
Melissa and Adam and Eve, bring her something to stick in her hands.
And
some kind of stress.
Oh,
God, do they make ding-a-ling stress relievers?
If they had,
God, they should.
Like, that's awful to do. That's stress, like killing Earl.
Stress balls would be great. Come here.
Like Benoit balls?
Yeah, did they make stress vaginas? Hello? You could have went out on that, but I know we're going to ask Paige what she's working on in the flex. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you what people...
You need me to scat to give you a little more time?
Go ahead.
Bummity-bibbity-bobbity-boo.
So what?
Hummina.
We're going to talk about cruise concerns. Things that you don't think about all the time. For example, boob sweat. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
What do you mean don't think about it all the time?
This is the Rise Guys. Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Jack, let me take over your merchandise. God bless.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Paige.
We got ideas, Wolverine.
And our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with concerns on a ship. And one of us had been involved in something like that. For example, the New York Post, they wanted to expose some disturbing trends where female cruise passengers are stashing their room keys and pass cards in their bras. So one passenger witnessed it and says, twice I've seen these ladies reaching into their blouses to locate their passes in their bras. This is frankly disgusting for crew members and for everyone who touches them afterwards.
I imagine working at a bar in Myrtle Beach or anything like, you're used to that. Although it reminds me of one time my nanny, she had a yard sale over at Poe Mill. And, at a yard sale, every transaction is like $2. So you got to have the change or whatever.
And they got to negotiate like your own Pawn Stars every time.
Oh, you'll take a dollar? What about 35 cents?
Just because you laugh like Rick Harrison don't mean you are.
The woman pulled out money out of her bra, and it was summertime, and my grandma wouldn't take it.
There was a store that they still had the sign that says no T-word money.
Really?
Slash
Is that
no bra
strip
money.
Club?
No, it's to please you.
Oh. Well, you think in the name, they would be okay with that? I thought it was pleasure. It looked misspelled to me.
People say it wrong, but those are Yankees.
So the biggest concern
the pleasure
of
pleasure.
All this.
Let's go get a custard, huh?
A custard.
Cleavage stashing, if you will, is boob sweat. Boob sweat is not pleasant.
Yeah.
You want a custard, you son of a bitch?
There when I was heavier, in the summertime, I would, no joke, I would catch the deodorant under the breasts. I would.
Now they make deodorant for it. They make butt crack deodorant.
They make body deodorant.
That is.
And I'm not asking
just take a shower.
For anyone in the room to say yes or no that it's happened to them. But I can. And I'm not talking about you bad, Mama, if you're listening. I don't get to get y'all up here. It's weird. They don't play y'all in heaven.
That's messed up.
Hey, Mama. She would put cornstarch under her breasts in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Cornstarch.
Well, I mean,
I've never heard of that. I don't know Is there like some kind of...
I don't know. No, it's not wedding affection or anything. She's not like making bread.
Well, I mean, I see why that could help.
Or you want some booberry muffins? Or
whatever, diaper rash powder, whatever that is that you use. Yeah. Can help. And what the reason why she did that is because with boob sweat, friction, you could get a rash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand. But, like, with a dude... Like when you have man boobs again, boobs. We sexualize that.
Movies.
You get that, especially if you wear a lighter color t-shirt, especially ash gray. You're literally like asking for that like half crescent moon under each breast.
That's so sexy
with the sweat. It sucked. I'd wear a white tank top.
Dude, I saw...
To try to catch that before it needs steel. And if it wasn't that, my diabetes would kick in, so my nipples would get hard because I was cold. And it's a mess.
I mean, the only thing that I can think of as far as having things in a bra, I had like this low-cut bra that's like a push-up bra, and I went out and went to a movie. And somehow I got popcorn stuck in my cleavage.
All right. Just like when Jug goes to his popcorn bucket in the theater. I know what's going on there.
And when I took off my bra, my husband's like, what other snacks you got in there, babe?
God dang. Like,
you sure he said snacks?
He killed it. Can you imagine she takes it off? It's like the popcorn machine. It's like...
He's what are you doing? Are you hoarding that for later? And I go, no, it fell in
the
movie.
You got a Twix in there. So I love Twix. I like the left Twix.
Want to put some goobers in there?
Sure,
my favorite treat.
Dang it.
No, it ain't
some nerd rope. What's up?
It was a little embarrassing. I have to admit.
God dang it.
Okay.
That's like an old school method people don't do anymore, right? The cornstarch or the Gold Bond down there, you know.
The Gold Bond still, I mean, I still see Shaq doing commercials for them. So somebody's buying it. I just don't know what it's for anymore.
Do you want to Gold Bond your balls? Do you get a Gold Bond right now?
It's that for, Gold Bond is either for the you know, the inner thighs or the armpits or under the boobs. Where else?
Under the boobs and like the line between your leg and your vagina right there with
I
the panty line. You know, you know your vagina.
You know, you're bullying me right now.
Oh my god!
I haven't had vagina in over 3 years.
That's where you could get a rash. I'm just saying.
Is there like a technical name for that line? I felt like you should know it after all
the
school.
It's the panty line. It's where you know.
Dudes don't wear. What if you're waxing a dude's you know bush hair?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Better.
Not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna wax it, dude.
Never done that, and like I said yesterday, I don't wanna take any skin with me. Be very careful. Right,
you can collect it. That's your trophy, like Dexter's blood slides. You can have skin McKinney here.
Please say that in your creepy voice.
You have like a stamp collector's album, and it's got little patches of hair in there.
I do have pictures like that if you want to see them.
No, I don't.
I have to submit them.
You're going to break someone's HIPAA by showing off badge pictures.
Oh, boy.
You might. You know what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, the pictures, I had to, that part, and then I had to show that I actually removed the hair, so the hair is on the wax.
Relieve all your stress right now.
Does that turn you on? You're
going to get waxed. Welcome to the waxing salon.
Your place or mine?
Yeah. You took a little bit of skin and some hair. It's okay.
Oh, you're offended? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I had something sticky for lunch, and when some of your bush hair flew up in the air and landed on my upper lip, I was not doing anything to look like Hitler. I apologize to
Is
you right now.
Mustache?
It just happened to land right there.
Please, in your sexy voice.
I thought I was doing that already.
Put the lotion on your boobies.
Are you cool with getting waxed doggy style? Is it going to work?
Sounds like a perfect combination of David Blaine and Paige's deceased husband. It sounds that character. It's like Southern David Blaine.
Like, take a car.
You shouldn't drive a van if you have a voice like that. Not just a white one, not one that says rape on the side. No van at all.
Oh, and I do want to mention before we go quick, there was a woman that was stuck inside a water slide on board the crew, so you know.
Oh, that's
when
we started talking about that.
Yeah,
she must have been a big one.
Yeah,
you know,
big, very big.
I got stuck in one in an outdoor pool one time. It's not a big deal.
Thank God. Praise Jesus.
I'm a survivor of that.
You ever seen a guy who's now look?
I'm glad Ray-Ban, Meta, Glass, Google Glasses, what? Can you imagine if I was wearing them out at the pool and I could go back and relive looking around at everyone laughing at me, including my own parents?
I wish.
When I got stuck in the... No, what? A lifeguard was even sitting there. You're a guard of my life. I'm stuck. Bastard.
Stop laughing. Help me.
Go pour some water down the top of this thing. Scoop me through.
Put some butter on the sides.
Myrtle Waves laughed at me.
Put some lotion on it.
They said I was not allowed.
Why would they put the lotion on?
Put a lotion on the skin. Say it.
You just said a creeper.
Put it in the basket, I thought.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
You know, things that we take for granted in this country, some places are just getting for the first time, and you're going to hear almost childlike Christmas morning reactions to something that we take for granted in this country, but they just got their first one, and this grown-ass woman sounds like a young kid on Christmas morning getting something that she's wanted for a long, long time.
Dang. I'm going to give you part one of the greatest rap song I've ever heard in my life.
Greatest, huh?
I think so.
Are you going to be dropping some new Bubba Spark?
No, this is better than that.
Call it Bob, Bubba's Bob. What's he up to now?
Probably 450.
Let's connect.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.